Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek in studio for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. And today I'm going to welcome Mike Orlando, who is the proprietor of a new allergy-free, allergy-free restaurant in Siouxland. It's pronounced Good and Free. Hi,
hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Truly appreciate you having me.
Well, I think probably folks have been driving by your new location on Floyd Boulevard. You have not opened to the public yet, but that's soon to happen.
And we're getting there.
And I want to know why you're doing this.
Well, we knew it was something that's growing. People with allergies. It's been around for a long time. In particular, my daughters, they have celiac disease, and I could go into a very large explanation of it. But to be quite honest, they can't eat gluten. Okay, that is the protein that's found in wheat, and there's many people that have found to be allergic to that. They're very allergic to it, though. Celiac is something where you can't just get a tinge of it. You want to truly avoid it because it damages your intestines. There's many people. There's estimates of 1 in 133 people have this, but they believe it's more. The problem is, and I am not a conspiracy theorist or fearful. I can't stand it when people would preach to me, but I can say this honestly, there are people that have like problems in their gut right now or something that just gives them, to be quite honest, when you deal with this, it deals with going number two, okay? Or, you know, it's the truth. And when they have problems in there, there's sometimes that it's being diagnosed now as, oh, it's a celiac, or it is some kind of allergy to gluten or an intolerance. And that's being found commonly. We'll be completely free of that. We won't allow it in our facility. We also won't be allowing nuts into our facility as well, because we know there is a large segment of our population that is allergic to peanuts. And even more than gluten, that can be extremely dangerous to people. And we'll also be able to have, most of our products won't have soy. We're also very able to avoid dairy. And if you know anything about the allergies, there's basic allergies, and that covers most of them. And the thing is, we want to be very inclusive. If there's something we can do to provide, we're going to do our darndest to do it. We want to be inclusive, because my family, we've felt excluded so many times. And you know, this is a tight-knit community in terms of, we're not huge, okay? People, I've been here 16 years. I met my wife here. I enjoyed this community, but we've felt limited. And it's not the fault of area businesses. It's not their fault. They aren't necessarily expecting us to come in. And so many places, they'll try to have an option. They'll try to have, we have this gluten-free option, but they don't know that that can be contaminated just simply by mixing it with the wrong thing or getting particles. And is that an awesome effort? Absolutely. The fact that somebody would take the effort to try and do it. But why don't we just bypass it completely, but do it with good food?
Well, for a lot of folks, I don't have these challenges, mm-hmm. But I know a lot of folks do. So when we talk about gluten-free, we go into a grocery store or a restaurant and they offer an item that says gluten-free. That's really not the case, is what you're saying. And it has to, these foods have to be separated and processed totally differently than other foods.
If it's gluten-free in a store, they have made the efforts that meet the requirements to be gluten-free. Now, that is true. What I'm meaning is, like, if you go to a fast food establishment or an eatery, and they say they have gluten-free options on their menu, well, they're making it in an area that is being made with other gluten-filled foods. Now, when you go to a section, say for our area, Hy-Vee, and they have some great options, okay, that are gluten-free. No, those are gluten-free, and you can go home and make them. The issue with that is, and why Good and Free came into being, is we wanted a restaurant that could provide this, because there were things that were growing that changed me. We've been living with celiac in our household for over 5 years. But what I saw of watching our family live this way is we were limited in our options of where we could eat, but there was no change in the fact that my wife and I are two working individuals that are very busy, and we have many nights when we're tired, and just like many people out there, we just wanted somewhere to be able to eat and feel safe. That's it. And unfortunately, I don't see the idea of us changing anytime soon in our society where we're all going to be able to sit down to meals all the time together. Unfortunately, it's just so many people on the bustle and on the run. So for those people, we wanted to have a place where they could go and feel safe. And the other thing that's happened in those 5 years, because I know the argument, if you know anything about Gretchen, that people will tell you, oh, gluten-free, like the bread, sometimes. Well, it's just like anything. If more and more people are living this way, society has no choice really but to advance it almost. So the development of better foods and breads and just food in general, all my testing pretty much goes through family members that do not have allergies. I try to do that so they can tell me if that's good. And I go, be honest, is that good? And they're like, no, that's really good. And I was like, good. But you have to pay for it. It's a little bit more. It is a little bit more sometimes.
But there will be no nuts in the building, period.
No, we're kind of staunch. We're even going to provide, you can't control necessarily what comes through the front door. Okay, mm-hmm. If somebody comes in, we will have a placard on there that says, please leave your food outside and stuff. And I modeled this. There's gluten-free establishments in America, just nothing in our tri-state region. But there was a great one that I looked at in St. Louis that was extremely helpful to me. But yeah, through the front door, you can't control. You just hope people observe it and respect it. But in our area and in our kitchens, we don't allow it. Heck, we're going to have soda. But our refills, you'll have to do similar to places where you have to go up to the counter and get a refill. You're not going to be able to do it on your own. And even our uniforms for our staff, when they come in, they'll have to put on their shirt. And then when they leave for the night, they'll take their shirt off. And my wife and I will clean them and take care of what needs to be cleaned, as well as have additional ones, because we take this extremely seriously.
And you've had to do some special modifications inside the restaurant as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, in addition, like even though no gluten, no nuts, and no fish, those are the big things that we just don't have right off the bat. But dairy is something that a lot of times it's added on to it. So you put a piece of cheese on this, or you put milk on it or in it, and you can avoid that easier. It's not baked with it as a lot of gluten products are, okay? Or nuts were put into the product when it was cooked, okay? You can avoid that, but how we solved that was we have a separate fryer and we have a separate grill. And we have some fryer and some grills that never touch dairy. We're also trying to do that right now with soy as well. We have a fryer that doesn't have soy in it. And we're really finding that we will be able to do that. But it's been a lot of work. The food preparation of this took months. That was the harder part. But I started it from the beginning, say, we want simple food. I know where we live. We live in the upper Midwest. We're blue collar. And I am too, okay? If I didn't have to live this way, I probably wouldn't. I would love to just go eat wherever I could. But my family can't. And honestly, I started eating gluten-free. And I'm pretty conservative in a lot of thought processes that I have. I had to admit to my wife, though, I was like, I felt better. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this just mental? Am I mentally doing this to myself? But I really did feel better inside my gut because I've always had some GI issues.
But you're also hoping to attract people like me
who
don't have the food allergies. And
have to. That's why we made the food. We have a delicious, the chicken sandwiches are good. We have cheese balls. I mean, people have tried to call it health food. We have a fantastic salad. We have a Cobb salad that you'll look at and go, ooh, that's really good. But I wanted to have good food. I want stick to your ribs food, okay? I'm not going for a health food place. I love organic. Like, if you can eat organic, and I know GMO-free is a huge thing, and we try to do those. But I had to look, and can we evolve to that? Absolutely. We're called good and free. We're not called burger, joint or whatever. We can have whatever we want. And I would love to evolve into things, but I had to do food that the average person could come in and go, that's good. That's gluten-free. And you go, yeah, that's gluten-free. Really? That's it. Like, good. Then just come back, okay? Just come back and patronize us. That would be great.
And then within the building itself, you have a concrete floor. Mm-hmm. You've had to do some other modifications to kind of make it. You don't want fabric,
no,
like curtains that are fabric.
When you come in, I guess that's the in thing to do. I'm not a big fad guy, but I guess concrete is in. When I suggested that, it was kind of a cost cutting as well as a clean measure. But people said, oh yeah, concrete's the cool thing to do. Just either stain it or put a sealant on it. And I was like, okay, we'll do that. And our booths are new because when we were doing this originally, some of the people were trying to get us to take like an existing restaurant And would that have been a little bit cheaper? Yes, but it wouldn't have been clean because you would have had tons of already stuff in it. So we were either committed to taking a new facility or a facility that was maybe completely offices in the past. And we ended up taking that facility over on Floyd. And it's beautiful. It's a nice place. The sign we have is beautiful. We've had people that have asked us, oh, what franchise is that a part of? And we go, it's not a franchise. This is us here in Sioux City. It started here. And if it goes well, I'll be proud to say it was started right here in Sioux City. We would love to see this expand. And one of the guys who's been an advisor with us since the beginning, he said, this could be a franchise. And I'm just like, good Lord, I just want to make it through year one. You know, I want to survive and make it and have people that have never been able to eat this way just feel when they come here, they don't have to ask us, is this gluten-free? Is this nut-free? Mm-hmm. They can just know it's safe. And that'll be the best feeling.
Well, I can see that you're very passionate about this, and we always like to focus on local eateries and what's happening on the local food scene. So I would expect that perhaps, Mike, you'll come back and visit with us after you're open, and we can maybe talk about more in length menu items and kind of what your thoughts are about where you want to go next.
Absolutely.
But meanwhile, we'll be looking for you on Floyd Boulevard, and we wish you the very best in your enterprise.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with Mike Orlando of Good and Free, and I'm Gretchen Gondek on Food for Thought, Siouxland Public Media. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great weekend.